For the suffering families of the victims who died at Virginia Tech, April 16, 2007, let us pray to our Holy Mother with the words of Saint Padre Pio. Let us bind ourselves tightly to the sorrowful heart of our Heavenly Mother and reflect on its boundless grief and how precious is our soul. Tonight we will travel into the heart of darkness and grief, into the lost soul and the soul that desires to be found like the lost sheep. O music of my soul, play the language of my God. Sounds of my yearning heart, become words for prayer, the words of song for our God of love, in whose image we long to live. O Holy Spirit, O God love, play the music, dance the dances, sing the tunes of my soul of love and sorrow, of pain and gratitude, of loneliness and forgiveness, of mercy and the fragile span of life. Unveil our humanness. This journey of the body and the spirit is the sojourn of a spirit in the body. For the body will die, but the spirit will live forever. For the body is temporal, but the spirit is eternal. Fly my spirit home, O Holy Spirit, and at the resurrection my finite body will follow my spirit home. In his image and likeness, our Creator God calls us with the longing of a father, with the heart and wounds of a savior, with the wisdom, the fire of the sanctifier, a trinity of itself bound in love. O Holy Spirit, fly my spirit home, where my Holy Mother calls that I return. O Mary, the Divine's Mother, one in flesh with your Son, spouse of the Holy Spirit, handmaid of the Lord, call us, Mother Mary, call us your little children to your Jesus, who takes us to the Father, and with the Holy Spirit, lead us home. Gentle listeners, I will now go into a group of poems in tribute to the families of the victims who are grieving sorrowfully, and to the rest of us who also have grief within our hearts at the conditions of our world today. Let us look at A River of Love. I go to the edge of the earth. And again, I scream out to the vast darkness, unfeeling universe, why? Why must there be human torture? Why must we experience the agony of rejection, human-to-human ostracism, the war of dehumanization? Why does any heart settle on destruction? Not with the axe or sword, nor knife or bomb shall thy kingdom come. But in love, seeing the fault of others as my own, stronger and stronger the reviving powers, love is the never-ending river, the promised fountain, the living water, the resurrection of soul at death's end, gift from eternal source lives on and on, if only we would allow it access, this river of unending love. We'd never turn away food and water for the body. Why do we turn away from the nourishment of soul? Why? Why are we in denial of this divine power and the oneness of our being? Jesus, the river of love. Another question I ask myself is, why war? Why this war? And why not peace? Why not peace? War is about the raging fever of human condition, of human corruption, external symptoms of an ailing and suffering global system, the mystical body in pain. War is about the God complex of world leaders, parading parodies of perfect justice, the antithesis of the Christ who offers the other cheek, the shirt off his back, his own body put to death for peace, War is the killing of each other's children, territorial assaults of one another's rights, the brilliance of human intelligence wasted on self-annihilation, self against self-cannibalism. War is about the mistaken hand of God, pruning the dead branches, killing trust and spiritual oneness, all acts of destruction against the human spirit and the God of goodness. War begets war. Anger's desire is for more anger. Greed demands itself multiplied. Revenge is thirsty for revenge collateral. Control lording it over control central, craving attention and false power, the lust for glory. Lethal emotions of the grandiose seven and any of their offshoot siblings will inevitably kill the soul as well as the body, as well as our planet, destructive global dragnet. There is no end to the insatiable appetite of the self-aggrandizing need for superiority, the deadly darkness of human capacity outside the boundaries of love's will, and declaring unashamedly, as long as it's my way, as long as mine win. Peace begets peace. Forgiveness invites forgiveness. Compassion is endless. The love of God in abundance, source and fountain. We are called in our humanity to be like the Christ, to have peace and to pass it on. His truth, His way, His life. Do we dare to live as He has lived among us? Another question we can ask ourselves: how do we treat each other? The living makes a mockery of our dying. We cheat, we lie. I cry for the death of the living. And what about the theme of terrorism, whether it is one who commits the terroristic act, or whether it is a group, or whether it is a nation? Cowards, abusers who dispatch, enlist, bribe, blackmail, recruit, secondary abusers are cowards. Professional criminal bandits who use the everyday working law-abiding citizen, using everyday common sounds and actions to perpetuate the legal stalemate, to retain a win, to keep on doing wrong. Searching for persons at leisure, at play, or in retirement, garnering the inexperienced, opportune, youthful trust, and anyone right for the timely place and function, to do the needed sordid deeds deemed normal to the eye and ear and heart. The enigma of when wrong is right and right is wrong is the perennially perplexing paradox of moral. Ground zero growth zones of the unmindful. The amoral, halcyonic artifice proclamation. Speak your mind and you'll be found insane. Keep silent and you'll go stark raving mad. This is the truth of the catch-22 game. Mind can resist for how long? Madness underscores intrepid strength. Time draws its limits in the sand. Except this myopic declaration is reasoning that's soul dead wrong. Rationality has a blind spot when the wholeness factor is compromised without integrity, honesty, and community in the action response. Waged profiteering, domineering, and calculating crassness, your ascribed acrid winning posts become these central markers. The boys dodged, steering the spirit's search for hope. The secondary abuser becomes primary witness, standing against the evils accrued by stone hearts to reveal and expose the false. Each testimony given connects the chain of humanity you would vow to break, unless the self-proclaimed action signals inversion, and one after one is lost to the darkness of human. Envy, take note. The abuse of truth by lie is vanquished in the end and final round. The kingdom of God is and shall be found, even by those whose hearts are sold. Christ has already won. Another truth among us. It exists, it's real, it's called the power struggle veneration. To beat, compete, come out on top, crushing the other underfoot, when the foe, enemy, antithesis should be the malice, not the human face. Let us turn the positive of the negative inside out. Let us make the negative be turned to positive. In any kind of harassment, terrorism, human degradation, as in hostage-taking provocations, prisoners of war in detentions, concentration of inhuman encampments, mental and emotional enslavements, whatever the abusive variation, personal energy orientation comes to an end, depleted, devastated, unless rooted in hope. Then comes the cracking point, into the insanity spiral. Retaliate, allow violence full rein and strike back, provoke the need for a public assassination, become numbed by the whole experience in alienation, run into the wire to die. Or work with the forces of devastation, as does the author of life, and transform the negative into positive, and have more of life. And to have it more abundantly, I listen from the holiest of inner spaces, and creativity unfurls, cracks open the gift of insight for its meaning, seeing with new eyes the world. I feast on its meat and vein, heart, marrow, and kernel, knowledge and understanding, for energy reorganization in person, as in group, nation, global planet, the micro-macro places of being in unison, the work of grace, if we would only allow it. Let us now pray for love reciprocal. Meet me in my eyes, God of wonder, promise, surprise. Meet me in my skin, flesh full pleasure, drawing beauty within. In the fullness of all I can be, I meet you. Meet me in my other, brother, sister, father, mother. Meet me, tame me, fire of love insatiable. Teach me love reciprocal. And finally, we look at borderlines, and let us see what they teach us. Borderlines. There is no dividing line today. The fog came out and ate the borderline between lake and sky and erased the distance. Couldn't we learn from nature? Work with miracles, and mist over borderline hate among humans.